ago if I'd be available to take class on the 10th of August. And I said, well, as far as I know, I will be. So I started preparing back then. But over the course of the last couple of weeks, what I planned on talking about kind of went by the wayside. So what I want to talk to you about this morning is what we call in the construction industry and general industry, behavior-based safety. Where does that fit in for us? I understand behavior-based safety, normally we go out and we observe how everybody's doing their work and whether they're doing any unsafe acts or, you know, what can be corrected. So we're kind of judging other people, aren't we? But we're not really punishing them for it. But one of the basic concepts of behavior-based safety is A, B, C. Attitudes, behavior, consequences. So last week, it kind of hit home, and everything that I'd kind of been preparing kind of went out the window, because somebody last week was talking about the ones that got sent over to the Promised Land to look and see what was going on before they all entered the Promised Land. And 10 of them come back and said, no, no, we can't do it. They're too big. We can't handle it. But there were two people that said, yes, we can. And that's an attitude, right? And it could have had some severe consequences. And it did, because a lot of the nation of Israel said, oh, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. But what they failed to understand, well, nobody as powerful as God. So they were looking at what they could do and not what God could do. Okay? So their attitude affected their behavior. So they started rebelling and mumbling amongst themselves and saying, what have you done? Why have you brought us here? Da-da-da-da-da. Good list goes on. And then we heard Brother Dwayne start talking about in 1 Corinthians and Paul's letter to the church of Corinth. So that got me to thinking about the ABCs. For a long time, I had a lot of negative attitudes about life in general, about the way things were. And we all tend to get there from time to time, do we not? We think everything's going to pot. You know, why am I even trying? Attitudes. If we get up of a morning and we have a real bad attitude, kind of gives us an indication of which direction the day is going to go. Because everything we touch and everything we come in contact with is going to seem like it's working against us until we change our attitude. Our attitude, whether it's good or bad, is going to impact our behavior. And how we behave is going to have some pretty serious consequences, is it not? So I got one scripture here that I want to share with you that we're going to read from, but I'll reference several others. So if any of you are taking notes, you can write down some of the attitudes, behaviors, and consequences, and you can look it up at your own leisure. But I want it to all tie in to what the study that Brother Dwayne is doing now with the letter that he wrote to the church of Corinth, because it all ties together with their attitude at the time Paul went back to Corinth, not the first time, not even the second time, but the third time he went back to the church of Corinth, somewhere around the middle of the first century is when he wrote that letter. And what he wrote in that letter can apply to the church today, because a lot of the problems they had in that church then, division, mumbling, grumbling, adultery, bigamy, you name it, all the sins that was going on there, is that not some of the stuff that's going around in our society today? That letter can apply to our church today, not necessarily to this specific church, but the church in a whole across the world. So the scripture I want to refer you to, and I'm just going to read part of it, is found in Proverbs 23:1. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. A Christian's attitudes should reflect the love and the character of Christ. And the Bible emphasizes values like love. Love and compassion. A Christian attitude is characterized by showing love and compassion towards all people, regardless of their background or beliefs. And this is noted in the biblical principle of loving your neighbor as yourself, both love for God and for one's neighbor. And that's found in Luke 10:27. This includes loving one's enemies and praying for those who persecute you. That according to Matthew 5:44. A lot of us grew up in an era where there's a lot of racial prejudice. There was segregation in schools. And it wasn't until I was a freshman in high school in 1965 that the blacks were actually allowed in our school. Up until then, they had their own school over there. Segregation. If somebody walked into this church today and they come in rags and flip-flops and you saw them, what would your first reaction be about that person? Or you see some cowboy come in and got mud all over them and they're in their cowboy boots and their spurs and they come tromping in the door and tracking mud in. What's your first impression? Or you got some girl, teenage girl, that's wearing skirts up to here, barely covering things. What's your attitude? Those are things that I grew up in church with, you know, and I'm ashamed to admit, there's a lot of times I kind of look down on people like that. I think if we all look back, we all have some prejudices and some biases. But the one thing that stuck out to me several years ago is when I heard on the radio, if I get so tied up and consumed with those attitudes and judging people for what they wear or don't wear, as the case may be, then I'm here for the wrong reason. I shouldn't be judging people. All I should be thankful that somebody came to the house of God, and hopefully they're here for the same reason we're all here for. So our attitudes is going to affect our behavior. How are we going to act toward that individual? Are we going to be welcoming? Or are we going to be kind of standoffish? Our attitude affect our behavior. We're going to stand off. What's the consequence of that? Maybe they don't feel welcome and they don't come back again. Okay? Attitudes, behavior, consequences. The other one is humility. The humility involves recognizing one's dependence on God and acknowledging the inherent worth and dignity of all people. It involves putting the needs of others before one's own desires, and showing respect and consideration to everyone that we encounter in our daily lives, counting others as more significant than oneself, as taught in Philippians 2:3. Patience, bearing with one another in love, according to Ephesians 4:2. Gratitude, A grateful heart is central to the Christian life. Recognizing the blessings received daily and thanking God for His provisions, even in the most challenging circumstances. Recognizing blessings as coming from God, as stated in James 1:17. Compassion and kindness, demonstrated by helping those in need and showing empathy. Forgiveness. Christians are called to be forgiving, reflecting God's mercy on us. This includes forgiving those who have wronged us, even those who may be difficult or have caused significant pain. Letting go of grievances and extending grace to others, exemplified in Colossians 3:13. And peace. When a person walks in the Spirit, the natural outcome will be the fruit of the Spirit, including love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Actively seeking and pursuing peace with all, which is encouraged in 1 Peter 3:11. So those attitudes there are going to impact our behaviors, like serving others. And Jesus exemplified a life of service, and Christians are called to follow His example by serving others with love and humility, both within and outside the church. Modeling the example of Jesus, who came to serve, not to be served, according to Mark 10:45. This includes acts of kindness like caring for the sick, helping the needy, and showing hospitality. Another behavior is speaking truthfully and with integrity. Being honest and sincere in all dealings with others is a fundamental Christian behavior, reflecting a commitment to doing what is right and honoring God's guidance. Avoiding slander and harmful speech and speaking words that build others up is found in Ephesians 4:29. Practicing self-control. Resisting temptations and fleshly desires. And it's warned in 1 Peter 2:11. Obeying God's word. Living according to biblical principles and commands, not just hearing them. James 1:22. Building up the community. Christians are encouraged to practice acts of kindness in their daily lives, demonstrating empathy and compassion towards others. This can involve simple gestures like calling a loved one, checking in on them, listening attentively, volunteering, or helping a stranger, encouraging and supporting fellow believers, and participating in fellowship. Hebrews 10:24-25. Another behavior is seeking justice. Based on biblical teachings, Christians are to address inequality, protect the vulnerable, and promote righteousness within the society, defending the oppressed and advocating for fairness and equality, according to Isaiah 1:17. Maintaining physical health, and boy, do I have a problem with this one. Christians are called to be good stewards of resources that God has provided us, including our time, our talents, and our finances. This also extends to taking care of one's body through healthy habits like exercise, a nutritious diet, not for me, and sufficient rest. I get that, no problem there. Caring for one's body as a temple of the Holy Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. So what are the consequences? Those are some of the attitudes, good attitudes, and those are some of the good behaviors. So what are the consequences? Here's some of the good ones. We develop a closer relationship with God through prayer, worship, and obedience. We have peace and joy. Living according to God's principles leads to an experience of deeper peace and joy, even in the face of difficulties. Experience the peace of God, even amidst challenges, and we find that in Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Stronger relationships in the community. Living out Christian values can positively affect the lives of those around us, influencing them to experience Christ's love for everybody and us, and attracting them to the Christian faith. Remember that example I gave you at the beginning? If we're kind of standoffish to that person, what's the consequences? Are they going to feel welcome? Are they going back? Or they feel like this is not the place for them? You can have good consequences, you can have bad consequences. Personal growth and maturity. By embracing Christian attitudes and behavior, it leads to spiritual growth, developing a Christ-like character and becoming more like Jesus. In Galatians 5, 22 and 23, we find being transformed by the Holy Spirit and developing the fruit of the Spirit. We can have a sense of purpose and identity, finding meaning and the direction of life through knowing God. Following Christ may also involve facing some challenges and opposition from the world and society, including rejection or persecution for standing up for what is right. Ultimately, living a Christian life is about making choices that reflect the love of God, love for God, the love of God and others, aligning our attitudes and our behaviors with God's will as revealed in the Bible, and trusting in the transformative power of the Holy Spirit to guide and empower. We can have hope for eternity, looking forward to eternal life with God in heaven, which is described in Revelations 21 through 22. Those are some of the good consequences. Now, what can be some of the negative consequences? Persecution and criticism. Facing opposition or ridicule for living out the Christian values in a secular world. I think at one time we've all been subject to peer pressure, have we not? We've all been kind of coaxed to go along with the crowd, even though, you know, maybe we didn't think that was really the right thing to do, but yeah, shoot, everybody else is doing it. They did it and there wasn't no problems, but that don't make it right, does it? Challenging of conforming to secular norms, which is feeling the pressure to compromise one's faith in certain areas of life. And that can lead us down a real, real rugged road. And I think we all know what the consequences are. We have the potential for internal struggles. We grapple with the decisions we make, grappling with the tension between our beliefs and the beliefs and values of the society around us. Those are some of the negative consequences. It's important to remember that the consequences are not the same as punishment, but rather the natural results of choices and behaviors. God loves and supports Christians through both the challenges and the blessings that come with living a life of faith. Over the last year or so, I have always tried to bring some type of a message that was inspiring, uplifting, you know, of why the church is important, why the pastor is important, you know. And today, I just want to talk about why it's important that we all come together and have a Christ-like attitude toward anybody that walks in that door. And that whether we're in here, I know that when we're in here, we're probably going to be on our best behavior, or pretty close to our best behavior. But what is it when we walk out that door and nobody's around? And integrity, to me, we can all do the right thing when everybody's watching us, can we not? But integrity is being able to do the right thing when there ain't nobody watching what you're doing. That's what people are going to observe. Are we living the life that we profess that we're living? Or are we just going through the motions? And we've heard that message several times over this last 6-7 months. Are we just going through the motions? Why are we here today? Yeah. Is it because it's habit? Is it because that's what is expected of us? When the light bulb came on these ABCs, trust me, I'm preaching to myself as much as I'm trying to share information with you, because I have these challenges each and every day. It's hard for me. You know, we all have challenges and we all have issues, and I have no doubt where my faith is. I have no doubt where I'm going when I leave this earth. But it's the time that I'm here that I have some problems with, because every day there's something or someone says something that kind of lights a fire. And it's a challenge to kind of bite my tongue. And I'll give you an anecdote that was said at one of my son's funerals. Sometimes the best things are left unsaid, because you never know, while you may say something and not